Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you to the City Council meeting, April 25th, 2016, 7 p.m. for Troy Acres. First line of business, roll call, Mr. Stahl.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman Cowan.
Present.
Alderman Schnell.
Present.
Mayor Moses.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tim Adams.
Present.
Alderman Wheeler.
Present.
We have a forum.
Thank you, sir. Next line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor to Texas flag, pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Before I move on to item 3.0, I'd like to take a moment of silence for Abigail English. So if you would, bow your head 1 minute, please. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're on 3.0 special presentations. 3.1 service recognition, Chief Troy Harrison. Chief Harrison was unable to attend tonight. However, Chief Harrison was here from 2012 to 2014 as regular police officer, and then from 2014 to 2016 as Chief of Police. I've got a citation here to give him a certificate and a proclamation. Other things to give him that I'd like to give, but he was unable to attend. But I'm very proud of Chief Harrison. He does a great job. We're surely going to be missed. And that being said, I'm going to
second that.
Thank you, sir. Moving on to item 3.2, Proclamation of Fair Housing Month. Now, therefore, I, Rick Moses, Mayor, City of Shore Acres, do hereby proclaim the month of April 2016 as Fair Housing Month in the City of Shore Acres, and hereby urge all citizens of the locality to become aware of and support the fair housing law. That proclamation is decided today. All right, can you hand this down to Mr. Stahl? Thank you, sir. And that is something that is required also for our grants and things that we need to do. Is that correct, David?
Yes.
By law? Moving down to item 4.0, council reports request, 4.1.1, items of community interest. I'm sure everybody is aware of the tragedy that happened over the weekend. First and foremost, we lost a young soul in our city, Miss Abigail English. As we know, it happened at Baywood and Westview, where the recovery was made. However, we do not know as of right now if that was Miss English, but we're presuming it is. But folks have gotten together here today. My understanding is 7:30 tomorrow night. I'm going to ask Ms. Snell, is it 7:30 tomorrow night? They're having a vigil at the location at Westbrook and Baywood.
Yes.
Westview, excuse me, in Baywood.
Westview and Baywood.
And that is at 7:30.
7:30, candles, Baywood at 8. Okay. And they're Chief Thompson is going to be barricading Baywood and Westview, not disturb anybody's, you know, driveways, but that way traffic can't go through. So just
to let you know.
What I would like to do is I want to thank Ed Search, Mr. Miller, the director, and their team out there. These folks came out, as they come out all the time. It's a nonprofit organization. People come and volunteer their time. They came out here, they worked hard at it, and they were able to recover an individual at this time. I'm going to leave it at that. We can't thank them enough. We can't thank the residents that got out and got in the middle of it and helped out also. We greatly appreciate them. I want to thank the news media for being very cordial. They weren't difficult to deal with. They kept back. They did not get in the way. We really appreciate that. I want to say a special thanks to Sheriff Ron Hickman. We contacted his office, him directly, and he sent the CSU team out immediately. Anytime you find someone on your street that's a crime scene right off the bat, that's just something you want to do to preserve evidence if there is something foul play. And they dispatched their team and got out here rather quickly, and we greatly appreciate that. Chief Harrison did an awesome job. He stood out there, made sure things got taken care of in a proper way. all his officers. I want to commend them all for staying out there, especially, once again, all the search folks that came out. That's just, you know, they went out of their way. The school counselors from LaPorte that were here, you know, it was really something to see it come together. And, you know, it was in vain. It was a great thing to see. So I want to say thank you from Shore Acres to them. We really appreciate everything they did. With that being said, we're going to move on to 5.0 public hearing, public comments. 5.1 public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address council comment items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council. Dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law to participate in discussion, deliberation, items specified on the agenda, identified on the agenda. Excuse me. With that being said, I'm just going to start on the back row and work my way this way. Anybody on the back row would like to speak? Going down the back row to the end. I'll start at the front. Start at the front.
Sound like an auctioneer.
Going once, going twice, no one. All right, thank you. We're going to move on to 6.0. Administrator report, 6.1. City administrator reports. Mr. Stahl, 6.11 West Country Club Sewer Line Project. Please update us.
Good evening. I wish I had better news, but as you know, 2 weeks ago, our contractor was to come out and start work on that. The contractor did come out. They did their assessment for setup. They reevaluated the locations that they're going to be excavating and the pipe. And this was the crew that was going to do the work this time on site. And they backed up and wanted another assessment of that. And they did that. It took them another week to do the assessment. And last week, about midweek, they determined that they would not be able to do the cured in place, which is what we had signed agreement through HGAC for them to do. That the condition of that middle section, despite the fact that we replaced almost 20 feet of it with new pipe, that what was beyond that was in condition that was such that they could not do a cured in place process. They then got their pipe bursting unit out. They did an assessment and determined that they could do that middle section of pipe. So we're running from Shorties Boulevard all the way to the North City limits under the water tower, and that middle section between those two points would need to be pipe burst, putting 24-inch pipe in place of the 21 that's there. And they then estimated the job, completed new paperwork for HGAC contract pricing, which is in your packet. And then after they had done that, they contacted the city engineer, provided him with that. A day later or so, he presented that to me very late last week. And now we are obligated to go back through the HGAC contract process and have HGAC issue a new purchase order for this different work as opposed to a change order since it hadn't started. The cost increase is not as significant as we first thought it might be. It's within the range of what had already been budgeted for contingency to cover that, and so we're pressing ahead to move forward quickly. They've gone ahead and scheduled the crews to be on standby, and as soon as HGAC releases that purchase order this week, they'll start the work. In an ideal situation, they'll start that before the end of the week. They only expect the work to take about 4 days, so it will move quickly and then be done. But here we are again with it not having started.
Dave, let me ask you on that. There is no way to get it started any sooner because we have to go through the process again.
We can't issue the purchase order and get that pricing. It has to be issued by HGAC. Yes, sir.
And what are we doing on the people in the country club on the backside for the ones that have the smell and things?
We did have a problem with odor there again, and we discovered that for the week that the contractor was out there evaluating the line, that their crews uncovered the plastic seals and covers that we had put on the manhole there where we're doing the bypass pumping, and that of course released the sewer gas again. There's a churning that's involved when you pump into a manhole, and it generates extra odor. So we went back and resealed that, covered it with plastic, and weighted it. We also have a downstream manhole that we ventilate so that we can pull the odor out away from any of the residential area. So we did have a problem there, and it's we can't make the odor go away 100%, but we substantially are able to reduce it.
Questions from council? Thank you, David.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Stoll.
Yes, sir. I get a sense there's no sense of urgency on this. And I say that because we've been doing this for so long. And I have to tell you, the idea that we've mitigated the odor is nonsense. I drive by there every day. The odor is not mitigated. So we need to get this thing, I mean, it's been months. We need to get it done. Can we do it and get it done?
We're trying, sir, and I'm as frustrated as you are. HGAC has been working with us and turning around the purchase order process in a matter of days. It normally takes them
a matter of days. It was supposed to start on the 11th at the latest.
Yes, sir.
And now we're at the 25th and hasn't started.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I don't want to be contentious, but we need to do this. We need to get it done.
I understand.
Is there anything that we can push or call? I mean, we're basically at that point now. How long will the turnover take for them to sign over the EPA and anything like that?
We should have it done in 2 days. They did that for us last time. Normally, it's a 2-week minimum process. HGAC has expedited it because they know it's an emergency repair that we're trying to get done. And my expectation is that they will continue to push it forward for us. But, you know, we can't go out and do the work, and our contractor can't do the work until there's a purchase order. And
when will the purchase order be issued?
Pardon?
When will the purchase order be issued?
Well, if I could issue it, it would have been issued today, but I can't.
It should have been issued on the 11th, I guess, whatever.
Well, there was one. There was a purchase order issued, but now the scope of work has changed, and we've had to restart that cycle.
Okay. So we had restarted, and today is the 25th. When will it be issued?
I'm not in charge of that. I have no control over that. I'm asking HGAC to expedite it.
Can I make a call if it has more?
So have you talked to them today?
I have not talked to them today.
Tomorrow?
Pardon?
We'll call tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll call tomorrow. Any other questions for council?
When you say that the cost increase is within our margin, our contingency margin, is there an actual number of this increase?
I didn't bring the last one to compare. I've got the new one in there. It was, you may recall, I believe it was $254,000. This was $280,000.
Okay. And then in this contingency fund, is that also including the $1,000 a week that we're continuing to pay for the pump? We have bought the pump now. The pump, brand new, would be $28,000. And we have rented it for more than 28 weeks.
Yeah, we put in the rental of the pump equipment. And when they start the process, our pump will come out and their pump will go in.
Have we thought about contacting Sunbelt, since we have been using their pump for so long, since I do believe November, about maybe, you know, since we've been using it, it's used equipment, hey, if we give you a good fair price on this, we're probably going to need one again. Can we just buy this from you and work a deal there where we actually will have a pump, so we're not paying somebody a grand a week, and we bought it anyway?
If you're interested in buying the pump, I can purchase the pump.
Since we've already paid for it. See if they'll work with us. I'll make a call. Thank you.
Any other questions from council? Bill 2412, City Shore and Surfer Plan.
Yes, the City Council passed an ordinance, and in that ordinance, it looks to the Planning and Zoning Commission, the City Planning Commission, to adopt a thorough plan. And they did that. Real briefly, I will throw the process. In the deliberation of establishing thoroughfares, major thoroughfares in the person goes to sleep right then. In the city, they looked at the traffic generators for the city, where the existing major thoroughfares are at, that connect between those. These were all designated as major thoroughfares, with the Highway 146 being a limited access. On the other side of the city, on the east side, again, looked at traffic generators, where the existing traffic flows are at. These were the major thoroughfare designations. These three segments that you're seeing here, between the old 146 to Sunrise and Sunrise to Baywood, connecting Bay Colony and Baywood connecting the Yacht Club, those were the only three sections of residential streets that fall in the category of a residential street that were designated as major thoroughfares. So that's really the only substantive impact under the ordinance. Minor thoroughfares were also identified. They don't have the same impact. And so that is, in a graphic sense, rather than reading off block numbers and start and ending points, those are the thoroughfares that were established by the Planning and Zoning Commission and be used as we maintain, expand streets, and look at things like speed limits. And that's all I have to share on that.
Mayor Moses?
Go ahead, sir.
To be clear on that map, David?
Yes, sir.
Put it back up. The, I'm going to say the red streets, but not old 146, but Shore Acres Boulevard to Sunrise, Sunrise to Baywood, Baywood to Miramar. That is the only section that will be 25 miles per hour?
That's correct.
And every other residential street will be 20 miles per hour?
That's correct.
If
the Harris County Commissioner's Court does as we expect they will and designate residential at 20. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions? 6.2, monthly financial data.
In your packet is the financials and the fiscal year to date. Call your attention to our checking account balances. Cash on hand at the end of the last calendar month, end of March. General fund was $581,645. The utility fund, $27,741. We were holding in service deposits on utilities, $58,273. Our community development block grant account still has $22,802 in it. Text pool, which is our investment pool, has a balance of $684,806. We have four certificates of deposit. We have a combined maturity value of $255,852. In our property tax revenue, during the month of March, the tax rolls were reduced by $89,306, giving us an adjusted tax roll value of $114,929,240. That makes our current tax levy of $879,789. We collected during the month on our current taxes $13,165, on delinquent taxes $1,580, meaning our entire dispersal for the month was $15,960, and our year-to-date tax collection, both current and delinquent, is $844,661. On our sales tax, our general sales tax revenue for the month of March was $5,368, and for road maintenance sales tax, $1,302, which puts us 1% ahead of where we were in March of last year. So our total sales tax revenue for general is $35,894 this fiscal year, and for the road maintenance, $8,973 a year, and that's the financial report.
Any questions for the manager?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Mr. Stahl.
Yes.
This being the election season.
Yes, sir.
there are some candidates saying that we made a mistake. It should not have raised our water fees to cover the gap between our revenue and expenses. Can you comment on that?
Yes, sir. We did increase our utility rates in an effort to reduce the load that they were creating on the general fund that was subsidizing the utility fund. We made progress in that direction, but even at the current rates, the utility fund is not self-sufficient. It does require either reduction of unbudgeted reserves at the beginning of the fiscal year or the use of property tax dollars to pay the utility costs.
So the bottom line is we didn't cover it.
No, sir.
We've made a good attempt, but we didn't quite make it.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Moving on to business. 7.1 consideration approval of invoices. The captain's got time to look through the invoices. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
As you said, you second.
I second.
Any questions from council? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. And I'll say aye.
Mr. Mayor, could you tell me who made the motion?
David Jennings made the motion. Nancy Snow second.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I'm not aware of it.
Moving too fast, aren't we?
No, sir. But we're now depending on a recording, and the recording can't tell who said what. We need to have a name.
We're on item 7.2. Okay. Discussion and approval resolution 2016-170 ratifying the mayor's nominee appointment of position 1 of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the term beginning April 26, 2016, and ending January 31, 2017. And appointments to position 6 and position 7 of the Planning and Zoning Commission for the term beginning April 26, 2016, and ending January 31, 2018. Upon this, I'll have council's guide in front of you. What position 1 would be John Hester to serve a 2-year term ending on John Coon. John Coon to serve a 2-year term ending January 31st, 2018, and then position 7 would be Bo Bunker to serve a 2-year term ending January 31st, 2018. Any questions from I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Alderman. Now, I'll entertain any questions.
Bo Bunker? Bunker?
Yes, sir.
Bo?
Yes, sir.
This is Jimmy.
I just want to ask. Now, these people, I always like to ask, all of these people are willing to do the job?
All these people that are talked in depth.
Okay.
Person.
All right. That's all I have.
Mr. Hester, are you willing?
Yes.
Mr. Coon, are you willing?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bunker, are you willing? Yes, sir. Okay. All right. That being said, I'll entertain a motion. I'll take it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. I'm sorry. Mr. Coon, you're on the phone. All right. First time I already said a joke. All right. And what about me? That was good. 7.3, discussion and approval resolution number 2016-171, ratifying the mayor's nominee of appointments of position 4 and position 6 of the Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, term beginning April 26, 2016, and ending January 31st, 2018. On this one here, I had a call from a young man that was just wanting to jump on there, and that was Cody Bunker. Position 6, Cody Bunker to serve a 2-year term ending January 31st, 2018. I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. Did you get that, David?
No, I got it, but the recording didn't. So if you repeat the names, please.
Nancy Snell made the initial, Jerome, Coleman the second.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir. All right. Any questions on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against say nay. The ayes have it. I want to thank all those folks that actually are willing to put in their free time to help our beautiful city. I greatly appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor, may I have the floor briefly before we adjourn?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to pass this along to all of you. I was on the EpiSearch team, and I happen to be the only one that found Abby. And when we were wrapping up and they dismissed us, the team leader, Gary, brought us all together and he said, we search for people all the time. In Houston, a city of 4 million people, And we don't get search groups the size that we got here. And the volunteers that brought water, ice, and managing to do this without crying, it's a miracle. So I really need you to know that that speaks volumes of our city and our community. And I thought it was very important that each and every one of you know that, that they recognize the specialness of this city and how we care for each other. And that's all of you. So I just wanted to pass that along and say thank you.
Thank you, Alderman. All right, we are adjourned at 7:26.